Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning. Great show. As always, Matt, thanks for what you do. You get the truth out there. But I just have one thing, and that is Kevin McCarthy. And all the time he talked, of course, I didn't watch the whole thing, he never mentioned anything about helping the people. Nothing. And that's the face of the Republican Party, and that's the problem. So that's just my comment this morning, Matt. And again, thanks for getting the truth out there.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Yeah, you know, you make an excellent point. The context for everybody out there is Kevin McCarthy got up and spoke for 8 hours the other day, end of the week, trying to stop the soft infrastructure. Now, 8 hours, in the old days, in the 60s, when to filibuster, you can't have a filibuster in the House. You can in the Senate. So in the House, I'm surprised she let him go for 8 hours. I think it's because he was the minority leader at a courtesy. But basically, you get up and you get to speak for a couple of minutes. She didn't want to shut off the minority leader and spewing his garbage. So he talked. And as Wisco Paul says, there was never anything in it about, hey, what about families? What about poor families being evicted or having no health care, having a couple of kids and can't feed them or can't pay the heat? Okay. None of that kind of stuff, of course. But here's what really happened. In the 60s, the civil rights filibusters, you'd have Senator, you know, Beauregard Plushbottom or Foghorn Cleghorn from, you know, somewhere, and he'd get up and he'd wave his hands and he'd read the Bible. You know, he'd read quite a bit of it. He'd be up there for 15 hours. Then he'd start reading Shakespeare. And as he collapsed, he'd say, I yield my time to the esteemed gentleman from Mississippi. And another Foghorn Cleghorn would get up and he'd go, you know, all Gaul is divided into three parts. And then he'd read Caesar's Gallic Wars. And this is what they do. Until what happened was, it was on TV. People look at it and say, who the hell are these guys? They should at least go back to that in the Senate instead of having Moscow Mitch raise his hand and say, we filibuster, give us this 10 votes and send us home. And you can't get the 10 votes. They don't have it in the House, but I think Nancy Pelosi let the Foghorn Cleghorn, Kevin McCarthy, speak because he's the minority leader. She wouldn't have let, you know, Joe Blow. She wouldn't have let, you know, Lauren Boebert or Marjorie Taylor Greene do that. In any event, the idiot goes on for 8 months, eight hours, and Wisco Paul hit the nail on the head. It has nothing to do with helping people. But why is that, other than the fact that he doesn't care about helping people and the Republican Party doesn't care about helping people? The real reason is he's running for speaker. He's running for speaker. And he's desperate to get it because he's debased himself. You know, right after January 6th, he said, Trump is toast, no more room from the Republican Party, the prosecutor should get him. Moscow Mitch said the same thing. Suddenly Trump pops up in the polls looking good, and these guys suck up to him. Not only that, Kevin McCarthy takes a plane down to Mar-a-Lago and crawls on his belly like a snake across the to lick Trump's shoes. Please forgive me, master. Please, master, forgive me, master. Do I want that as speaker? Are you kidding me? No, I don't want that as speaker. I want Tip O'Neill as speaker. I want Sam Rayburn as speaker, guys that knew what the hell they were doing. This clown licks his shoes, and then he knows that the guys on the right in his own caucus don't trust him because he's a chameleon. And so he gives a campaign speech. That's what that was. It was a campaign speech. He goes after Biden on Afghanistan. He goes after Biden on, you know, critical race theory. He goes after Biden on immigration and all this stuff. And basically said, vote for me. You right-wing nuts. You right-wing nuts. Hey, you with the Glock in your purse, okay? Over there, Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, you know, the she-wolf of the QAnon right. Please vote for me. Please vote for me. Trump, please vote for me. That's what that was. It was a groveling, shoe-licking speech, disgusting. Obviously, I didn't watch it for 8 hours. I didn't watch it for much at all. I knew what the guy was up to. Guy's a fraud. Guy's no good. So, you know, there you go, Wisco Paul. But, you know, in the larger sense, and you make the deeper point, quite frankly, that, you know, that's what the scoundrel's up to. But that is the Republican Party nowadays. What happened to the party of Lincoln? What happened to Abraham Lincoln? You know, Abraham Lincoln got up on the floor of the Congress in 1848. He was in the House of Representatives, and we had the Mexican-American War going on. And whenever there's a war going on, you better support it or you're toast. Like even the Iraq invasion, if you didn't support it, you lost the election temporarily. He gets up, he gives a speech against the Mexican-American War. Abraham Lincoln. And he goes, this is ridiculous. Why are we doing this? It is wrong. You know, war is a last resort. He was a statesman. And as a result, he couldn't run for re-election. And then he practiced law in Springfield, Illinois for 12 years after that with one other guy. They took small cases, but he was Abraham Lincoln. And when he ran for president, he ran for the Senate in 1858. Shot him down. He came back, greatest president in our history. What happened to the Republican Party? What happened to the Republican Party? It's not just that it's conservative. The Republican Party is violent. And this article in the New York Times, as it points out, we are now the worst of all the states. How did that happen? With Ron Johnson, Voss, Clayfish, Walker sniffing around. They want to bring felony convictions against five public servants who the Wisconsin Supreme Court said did the right thing. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court, 4-3, Brian Hagedorn did the right thing. He certified the election. The Wisconsin Elections Board said, well, we got to get ballots to the old folks. We can't go in and hand them to them, which is the preferred method because they won't let you in. They won't let a wife in when her husband's dying of COVID back then a year ago. Did you know that? A year and a half ago. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't let kids in. They'd stand at the window waving and crying. They're not going to let agents from the election board come in. So a guy has a bright idea. He says, hey, why don't we mail them? Mailman goes to the sack of mail, hands them over, and staff distributes the mail like they always do. These old folks get their envelopes, fill out the ballot, and send it back. What old? You know what they're saying is, what, old folks don't have the mental capacity to vote? Oh, really? Well, good luck saying that, Jack. And I get back to my great aunt, Aunt May Patterson, Lomira, the sisters, wonderful, wonderful old assisted living facility. Aunt May was in her 90s, sharp as a tack, sharper than I am. Some thug comes around to her and goes, Aunt May, you shouldn't worry your head about this. She said, look, Jack, I've been through the Depression and the Second World War. She was a nurse. Get out of here. Get out of here. And they've defrauded the state. They are now want to pick the electors in the state legislature. This guy Ramtham, who went to South Dakota with Mike Linnell to a conspiracy thing. Then he put out a video with a QAnon title, The Calm Before the Storm. And this guy wants to decertify our election retroactively. Wisconsin is ground zero for conspiracy and fraud in elections through the Republican Party. You must understand that. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins, very tough issues. Appreciate the call-ins. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian, my friend Earl Ingram at 5. His excellent show, great evening program, great weekend programming with Pizza Box Mike, my friend and co-host Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. When a pearl in the diamond ring, God breaks it on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress, blue dress on. Oh, got the devil with a blue dress on. Oh, I love the devil with the blue dress. All right, gonna sock it to me now.